So, hello. Welcome to Cozy Womb Podcast. I am a mom of two girls, and I live in the U.S., and I am so embarrassed. So, today was wild. I got to watch Congress talk down to a man who created an app that's faster, creates growth, creates opportunity for companies and creator to consumer faster than any other platform, faster than Facebook, faster than Instagram, faster than Twitter, faster than any quick app that thinks they're doing something and keeping people coming back. And of course, the United States is upset because they can't get their hands in it. So Mr. Chu, which is the main man for TikTok, was brought in front of Congress today in D.C. basically for a roast, because I watched, I listened on Twitter, and I watched till it was over. And I think he has to come back again for like the final decision or whatever. But basically, the United States is pushing to ban TikTok because they feel like it's an invasion of data that China can get their hands on. But how Mr. Chu explained it is, United States has the data. The data is not connected to China in any way. But the reality is, the United States is trying to say that this could happen. And what if this? And hypothetically, this. And if this was to happen and then someone pushed it here, would this platform be looked at as a publisher? And what about this video that was posted and left on there for 40 minutes? And it made me think, as a creator, as a viewer, as a mom, what platforms out here really had shootings and assault on it for hours before it was taken down? Facebook. But Facebook, Mark, already had his one-on-one with Congress already. And he folded and he just let them do whatever they want to do on Facebook app and Instagram. And we all feel like we're censored to what we can think and what we can say on Facebook and Instagram. And the government likes that. And the government likes that they know how much money this person is making, how much, you know, in stocks this person has in this company. And it's just like, because they can't do that, and Mr. Chu is keeping how much money he makes private, I feel like the United States is upset. And they kept repeatedly asking him the same thing and the same thing and the same thing. And when I tell you, Mr. Chu's patience sitting up there while they cut him off over and over and over again and ask him a question. And then when he goes to answer, and because the answer is not what they want to hear, they cut them off. They cut him off and say, that's my time. I'm going to pass my 5 minutes to such and such. And they make their point and they ask him a witty question. And then he tries to find the point in what they're asking, because a lot of things that they were asking were purely ridiculous. And I was commenting on TikTok while this was like a live feed, and it was just a mess. But what I really wanted to focus on was the blame part, how they were up there blaming this man for kids being addicted to this and this challenge and that challenge, and what about the addiction and the food disorders that, you know, the kids here have. Let's be honest. When I was growing up, there was a movie called 13. It's not that old. And it was really about teenage girls practicing food disorder. ended up becoming so addictive, and who they were hanging out with. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is not Mr. Chu's issue. The issue is the United States government always looks to blame someone else on what is the results of what they are doing and what they're not doing with their own kids. And so my focus for today was to talk about why your parenting is trash. And your parenting is trash because the outcome that is happening to the children here is garbage. And I'm going to tell you why it is not Mr. Chu's problem on what these kids have access to on this app. Because there are ways that you can parent to prevent what children can see on this app. It's a choice to choose how much
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Censorship you are going to work to make sure of as a parent. And the way that the United States is set up when in regards to family, whether you're poor, whether you're middle class, whatever that is right now, whether you're rich and well off and you can send your child to the best private school and they can wear this and you could drive this and your house could be this. Every household, when it comes to being a great parent, we are all struggling with the same thing. And the same thing that all parents are struggling with, and the same thing that matters at the beginning and the end of the day, is our time. Was your time today well spent with your child? And I'll be the first one to tell you, today, the time with my children was not well spent. I saw my children at 5:30 this morning. I took them to their bus stop. I watched them get on the bus and I went to work. Then I came home around 7:30, 8 o'clock. They were already fed, took a shower in their pajamas in bed. They came, they greeted me, they hugged me. They goofed around for a little and I sent them back to their bed. And tomorrow, at least I don't have to go to the office, but some parents go to the office Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And the only time they really get to spend with their kids is Saturday and Sunday. And the reality is your child needs a break and you need a break. So when do you really spend the quality time with your child when you work like that? And that's why in other countries, they focus on the quality of your social time, your family time, and the time makes sense. In the United States, it's so money focused that yes, your children get neglected. And when your children get neglected and you feel guilty, most parents, instead of them make a career change or a life change, they focus on getting their child whatever they want. Let me make them happy quicker. And when you try to make your child happy in today's time quicker, that means you're going to give them things and think that's going to fulfill the spaces and where you need to be. You're going to give them an iPhone. You're going to give them a tablet. You're going to give them the games. You're going to make sure they have this remote control for this. You're going to make sure they have the headset for this. You're going to make sure they have the shoes that everybody has, the clothes that everybody has. You're going to make sure that, you know, if they want to go to such and such house, you don't know their parents, you don't know them, but you trust your kid for some reason. You let them go. Yes, I feel guilty that I'm not around, so I'm going to let you go. Because there has to be some pro in my child's life if I can't be involved. And those are the loopholes where children have access to things that they are not ready and prepared for. So when it comes to this TikTok thing, look at it like this. There's phones and then smartphones today, whether it's Android or iPhone, have video. And then if they're on the video, they're not worried about the toys. And if they're not worried about the toys and the phone needs to charge, they're moving on to the tablet, okay? And if they're not on the tablet, they can still get the things that are on the phone. They're not going outside, okay? And then when the tablet dies, they go on the TV that can download apps, okay? There is no talking. There is no engagement with your child. They have no social skills. And so this continuous loophole of no engagement, no one-on-one time, no talking. There's no wonder why we have kids that are reading below the grade level that they should be, right? And then on there today with Congress, they had a pediatrician speaking on what she's seeing with teenagers and young kids and how they're addicted to it. My thing is, if you feel like as a parent, your child is addicted to their phone or an app, it is your duty to take that phone or app. Why didn't you get your child a flip phone if you were so concerned with them being on apps? Okay? You are the parent. Get your child a flip phone if you're so concerned with them being on apps and wasting their time. Why does your child have access to their cell phone when they should be in bed sleep? Because she was up there stressing how kids are up all hours of the night on their phones. That is crap parenting. Because my children don't have phones. And I have two phones. One for my business and one for my personal. My children don't have phones. My children have iPads that they only get on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and I get that iPad by 7 p.m. on Sunday. And even on their iPads, they cannot download anything, one, without my fingerprint, two, without a certain code, and it's parental control. And sometimes, even with parental control, if they have access to the internet, they can still access certain videos. And don't be fooled by the children's videos on there, because there are children's videos on there that are inappropriate. Okay? Limit their tablets. Limit their phone. Okay? America's work life isn't set up for a healthy parenting. It's not. Even if you have two parents. Too many parents throw things and money at their kids because they feel guilty for not physically and mentally and emotionally being available. They don't spend any time. They work 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. They feel like they need to keep up this appearance and go to the gym. So they go to the gym probably from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Then they rush home to have dinner or eat it on the way, which is unhealthy. And they probably, you know, that's around 9:30. By that time, their kid is probably in their room watching TV on their phones or on a tablet. Room is probably a mess because priorities are jacked up. When did you have time to make sure they were prioritizing keeping their room tidy? You didn't. You just gave them things. Okay? And they're probably in bed by 10 o'clock or later, which is unhealthy for a child because they get up so early now. So you do that 5 times a week. When are you available for your kids? Your child needs a certain level of maturity before they can have a phone. I didn't get a phone until I was 16. Okay? And I'm so glad I didn't grow up in this time where apps like this was available. Because, no, you don't have the self boundaries that you need to set to say, I had enough. I shouldn't be on here. Okay? Limit the YouTube. Eating disorders have always been a thing. That is not Mr. Chu's issue, okay? You can look at the cover of magazines and figure out what body type you should have, what type of hair you should have, what skin type is pretty and what skin type is not pretty, because I don't see it a lot. You're not going to get that from an app. And then there was someone on the board talking about how kids can put in hashtag drugs and fine. Who's selling drugs on tablet? Who do you know goes on a app on the internet to look for a plug for drugs? I'll wait. Like, they were reaching so hard today. It was making me so upset. When you go to retail stores, if you're worried about your child thinking about having an eating disorder, look at the sizes. Look how much skin the mannequins are showing. Okay? Let's be real. If your child has an eating disorder, it's because they don't see them in the stores. They don't see their body type in the stores. The clothes are super tight, super revealing. The women and the girls that get noticed barely have anything on. Okay? So me personally, as a mom, I don't believe kids 5 to 12 need smartphones. And I feel like if you're going to give your child a smartphone from age 13 to 18, make sure they're mature enough. You just don't give them access to things like this and think they're going to be able to handle it. Kids learn how to be unhealthy by shopping and buying what the U.S. is selling. And the U.S. is selling more food items that are supposed to be quote-unquote food with chemicals in it to give it more shelf life that other countries ban. Parents need to spend more time with their kids. Parents need time to parent. No parent should be choosing, should I work or should I be a parent? And a lot of these jobs indirectly make you feel guilty for wanting to parent instead of work. Okay? Kids have high obesity in the U.S. over any other country. That is not TikTok's fault. Kids reading below the fourth grade level and they're in middle school and high school. That is not TikTok's fault. Kids have no safe parks that are updated and clean. That is not TikTok's fault. Roblox has grown adults on it having conversations with kids. That is not monitoring. That is not TikTok's fault. YouTube videos directed to kids have little skits in it where they're playing with condoms over a shower. And of course, because a child doesn't know what that is, they think it's funny. And maybe the direct creator on that video did not make that clip, but they're laughing at it. Certain things, just because it's for kids, you have to watch it with their kids to see what's in there. That's not for kids still. Okay? There's a video that is available for kids to watch where the sounds in it is sexual moaning sounds. Anya gave me the creator name because I heard Aria doing it in the house randomly. So there's a lot of loopholes that YouTube may have and kids apps may have that is very adult-like. Last year, I saw an app on Aria's iPad that she downloaded because her dad refused to put the parental control on her iPad until she did something else. And he was like, no, it has to be on there now. Oh, wow. Where she downloaded an app where it was a girl running. And when she ran for the veggies, her butt got smaller. And when she ran for the burgers and fries, her butt got bigger. What part of that is for children? What is that saying? That's not TikTok's fault. But that was allowed to be created and put on something that's public for children. Okay? No child, anything should have any sounds of sexual moaning on it. Adults speaking over kid games. Where kids are starting to feel like, oh, it's normal for adults to want to play with kids. Play with toys and talk to me about it. It's like they're slow stepping kids into a zone that as parents, we are telling them, don't talk to strangers and adults shouldn't be doing X, Y, and Z. But if they're watching YouTube for hours and it's a whole adult in the top corner talking over a video game, they're going to think there's nothing wrong with it. He told me we were going to go to his house and play video games. I know him. He's on the game with me. Like, let's stop playing out here. That's not on TikTok. That's going on right now, and it has nothing to do with TikTok. The U.S. has so much more to worry about. And the things that they were throwing at Mr. Chu today was ridiculous. Why do kids have access to sex changes and drugs and guns? But Lord forbid, they're not old enough to have alcohol in this state. That's not TikTok's fault. Users of TikTok, in my opinion, should be 16 years or older. Period. And now, since the government wants to be so just ignorant about it, if I was Mr. Chu, I would make TikTok be an app that you can only access at 18 years old plus, and you would have to upload an ID for proof. Okay? That's what I would do if I was Mr. Chu. Because the way they were pressing him today and being rude and being passive aggressive, it was ignorant. It made me feel like the people I have to work with at work sometimes, and they wonder why I call out. Okay? What about all those government judges and those government officials and lawyers that was all wrapped up in that child porn ring last year? I didn't forget. There were grandparents in that. Moms and dads in that, uncles in that, brothers in that, aunts in that. Okay? People that figure out how many years you're going to sit in a prison cell up in there having an option on child porn. Judging you having an option on child porn and doing inappropriate things with kids. But yet, here we got a creator of an app that they're comparing. Why is this not accessible in Singapore? Because there is a certain standard that other countries have when it comes to kids and their access that the United States does not care about. Because the United States does not care about the well-being and the mental health of their children. That's a lie. The United States is a business. And I guarantee you, if Mr. Chu was allowing the government to have an in financially on TikTok, this would not be a conversation. Who owns the company? How much money do you make? Do you have any investments in this company? That's none of your business. We're here to discuss if TikTok is a problem or not, and why you feel TikTok is a problem or not. How much money this man is getting paid behind making this app the best and having the best search engine, the best algorithm, is none of your business. What can I help you with? Like, the way that they kept asking him and rephrasing it was so annoying. Okay? It's giving no responsibility as parents. And then all of the Congress people who were talking about how they were a parent and how their kid do this and how their kid has a hard time getting off of this. That's your fault. That's your fault. You can't go to your child and say, please give me the phone. Turn off the TV. Like, let's be honest. My children don't have a TV in their room. I don't have a TV in my room because I feel like you have to have a space in your home, multiple spaces to have your own thoughts. I am perfectly okay with one TV being in my house because we don't sit and watch TV from the moment we get up and the moment we go to sleep. That is not how my household is. People who have TVs in their room, that's a no for me. Okay? That's a no for me. As a teenager, let me think. No, I didn't have a TV in my room. I had a radio. I had a boombox.
Okay? There was one TV. You know? It's not that big of a deal. So let's be honest with ourselves. I'll have more after these messages. Thank you for hearing me blab. This is Cozy Woman Podcast, a podcast made to help people understand parenting a bit better, learn something, and if you are not a parent, understand what comes with this. And this conversation right here is so important because a lot of people want to blame someone else on what they're not doing with their children, and that's why I really wanted to have this conversation. But don't forget that you can check out the Cozy Womb Shop with Teespring. Cozy Womb Shop, okay, with Teespring. And there's a lot of merch on there. Also, if you're looking for some podcast books to help you in podcasting, if you're a podcaster or you're thinking about it, check out shambipodden.com. And if you're looking for more episodes, I'm available on any platform: Spotify, Amazon, iHeartRadio, Red Circle, Apple, wherever you listen to your podcast, you can find the Cozy Womb Podcast. And don't forget to leave a review and I'll check them. Yeah. Now back to the show. I'm back. Okay, so like we so focused on TikTok and TikTok this and who can access this and, you know, what's your community guidelines, and if a child gets in the app and they're limited because they're a child and they get out the app and they use the same email and they just change the birthday and they can get into the app as an adult, can that be fixed? He said he'll look into it. I'm in agreement with that. That should be fixed. It shouldn't be that easy of a loophole. It shouldn't be that easy of a loophole. He needs to have it where you can show your ID for proof that you are an adult. And if you don't have an ID to show for proof and it's not legit, then you shouldn't be able to get on that app. I promise you it'll be less kids on there. It'll be less people who are criminals that want to be on that app. Okay. Like, where is the guilty behind Flint's water? That judge let all of those people get off. Okay. Our social security info is always being sold from company to company in the U.S. The CDC, NASA, ATF has violated us way more than a TikTok. And every time you drive your car and you park it in a Walmart parking lot, from the parking lot to the door, as soon as you get through the door, your face is being recognized on some type of registry in Walmart. When you get to the register to do a checkout for all of the nonsense that you bought in Walmart, your face is being recorded. When you make your purchase and swipe your card, they know what card you made connected to the Walmart app. Now, let's be honest. What privacy do you have at that point? Okay? And it's not TikTok. They kept calling his app TikTok. And I feel like they were doing it on purpose to get under his skin. And when I tell you this man's patience with these people was so elite. That is a goal of mine. Because the way they was cutting them off, I would have flipped. Okay. Even this part, if you were so concerned about the health and the American people and their safety, how many times has McDonald's been in a documentary, in the news, in a video to show you that McDonald's can stay all together for 30 plus years and not mold and don't get old and look like you just purchased it today? And every morning when I go out, the line for McDonald's breakfast is wrapped around it, almost in the street. People do not really care about their health here. People are like, okay, eventually I'm going to die. I'm hungry. It's cheap. I'm going to eat it. What part of that do you see people caring about their health? I don't see it. at all. As far as misinformation, they kept saying, oh, there was so much misinformation on this app dealing with coronavirus and corona. Girl, every damn platform from 2018 up till now has given misinformation on corona. Even the CDC gave misinformation on corona. Okay? Documentation, doctors giving misinformation on it. The government gave misinformation on it for 3 years. Stop trying to find blame on TikTok. And in the way they were coming at him about the Spanish captions, and is this blocked in Spanish? And I'm just like, oh, y'all doing the most. And y'all are so rude. And any child watching that, y'all just made them okay with picking on somebody over and over and over again and not being fair and being rude. And passing judgment and name calling. All of the things that y'all claim you worried about the safety of your children and online bullying. Y'all spent hours bullying this man instead of having an adult discussion. The only thing I agreed with was the community guidelines on how they banned the word black. Or if you say something about Black history or something pertaining to that, you might get a community guideline. And how a lot of Black creators weren't getting the same opportunities as other ethnicities on TikTok. Like, I'm in agreement with that because I have a lot of friends who are Black creators and podcasters and YouTubers that found their pages being limited and found a lot of things that they were trying to promote not getting the views that it needed to get. So I agree with that part. But I don't think everything that they were up there saying was legit and true. And then whenever he would not say what they wanted to hear, they'd be like, oh, I'm going to take that as a yes, since you won't say no. If you go and interpret what you think, I mean, why am I here? Like, they really could have called this man over Zoom and chastised him because that's exactly what they did. I just feel like Americans have to stop blaming other people for their lack in their parenting. Did y'all have a Congress meeting about mass shootings? No. There are more children being trafficked in the U.S. over any other country. And y'all don't want to really have that conversation. And how can you really have that conversation when you have judges, lawyers, police officers all wrapped up in child porn and trafficking? How did y'all lose over 900 foster children in the Midwest and say nothing? You didn't lose them. You sold them. And so this, all of these other things that are really happening in the U.S. that is not being talked about, that they don't want to have a conversation about. But when it comes to someone benefiting off of the American people and the government is not getting a piece, oh, they're a problem. We have to get rid of this. What? Children are exploited without boundaries. And parents who are not involved are behind it. There's no way right now at 11:55 my child will be in her room on a phone. No way. Okay? If I say there's no tablets, there's no tablets. If I say my child is not getting a phone until they're 16, they're not getting a phone until they're 16. And if their dad feel like they need a phone, it's going to be a flip phone. They're going to be so embarrassed they never pull it out. A lot of our children don't reach for anything greater because they feel like they have everything great in their hand on a device. A lot of our kids don't try because they feel like they don't have to. They just have to be TikTok famous, or they just have to be funny. Everybody can't be funny. Just like everybody is not going to be a basketball star. Everybody is not going to be the best dancer. Everybody is not going to be a mathematician. Everybody is not going to work for NASA. Our kids cannot just have goals to get famous and be on social media. I feel like some kids will be able to do it, but not all kids. And so are we not going to have electricians later on in life? Are we not going to have kids that pick up trash later on in life? And this is a part of the reason why so many jobs right now are being taken over by machines and robots. Because technology is cheaper than having to pay a human with benefits. That it can't be looked at as a lifetime asset because they have needs. Okay? And this all stems from your parenting. Because if you're around, you can really see what your child's talent is and you can feed that. You can see what your child's struggling with and you can help them. You can understand your child's personality to understand their behavior and check it so no one outside your house has to check it. But you have to want to do that. You have to want to do something different. We cannot sit here as Americans, as parents, and point fingers at everybody else about what our kids are doing and what they're not doing. Even the parents in Baltimore finding out that their child hasn't passed ninth grade and you thinking they're going to be a senior and graduate. And you've just been going to work, waking up, sending them to school, not talking to their teachers, not knowing nothing. That's not just the teacher's fault. That's you neglecting to understand what's going on with your child. You never saw your child do any homework? And they got a game system and a TV in their room? What? You never saw your child bring home any grades? You never inquired to check? And to me, as a child, I would feel like my mom doesn't care. I would feel like my dad doesn't care because they don't ask. They know I'm not good in this, so they're not going to make me do it. That's not helping them. That's making them feel like it's okay to not try. So check your parenting and stop looking to point fingers at somebody else. Check your parenting, please. We have to do better. This whole day watching Congress just bully this man and not let him explain himself was so ignorant. And it just continuously shows why America's families are caught up in this repetition of 1 month without any shootings, a school shooting. Next month without any deaths with this drug, deaths with this drugs. Like, let's stop playing. A lot of the drugs that we have in this company in this country is because somebody was paid off to let it in.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We got banks washing the cartel's money. It's put on the news, it's brushed under the rug. What? And you talking to Mr. you talking to Mr. Chu today in Congress about cartels having access to TikTok? Why does cartels have access to United States banks? Answer that. It's just giving. I don't care. It's not my fault. It is your fault. It starts with you. Be a better parent. Have a better child outcome. Period. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't do great with the first one, do better with the second one. Like, as a parent, you don't stop learning. You don't stop trying. Because the moment you stop trying and you stop learning, kids gonna pick it up and they gonna do what you do. They not gonna do what you don't do. Okay? It starts with our parenting. Like, we have to be responsible. Parents are to blame, not TikTok. And I mean that. Thank you for hearing me vent. It is 12:01 a.m. on a Friday. And I was just like, I gotta do this talk. Happy Friday. Have a great weekend. And just think about what I said. Like, have the days when they can have the tablet. Have the days when they can have the video games. Have talks with them. Go sit in their room. Go be in their space. Hear them out. Don't automatically assume what your child knows. Ask them. When you're sitting in the car, don't just play music and let them be on their phones. Talk to them. Go out for breakfast. Take them to a 5-star restaurant. Teach them how to order for themselves. Teach them how to clean a bathroom. Teach them how to change a tire. Teach them how to clean the baseboards of the house. Like, there's so much when it comes to the level of making a well-rounded child that you should never be bored. You should never feel like they know everything they need to know. Once you feel like your child knows everything they need to know, you have failed them. Because that's just like you saying, I don't need to learn anything else. I got everything I need to know. It's ignorant. Okay? Be better.